This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Before you slip into unconsciousness, I'd like to have another kiss.
Monday through Friday, from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. Central. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Thank you so much for joining us. Again, every time I try to get on air and be calm about all this, I just can't do it because it's so epic. Obviously, it's good that we get excited because there's other people excited, but over the years we've been excited about things, but now there's no way to turn up the volume anymore. I mean, here's an example. My wife pointed out we haven't been on a vacation in almost a year, and she said, can we just go somewhere in the Caribbean for 5 days? And I said, sure. So we're in a middle class, you know, nice hotel. Nobody's in the front area when I get here a couple days ago. We're checking in. We go upstairs to our room. My wife wanted to ask some question of the concierge. She goes back down, and she hears people by the concierge saying, did you hear Alex Jones is here? Yeah, he's awesome. Yeah, you know, he's great. And then she goes and gets on the elevator, and there's two women and a man on it, and she's going back up to the floor we're on. And they're saying, yeah, Alex Jones, that horrible person's here. And the other woman says, I thought he's in prison. And the man says, no, that's the other one. That's that stone guy. And then the other woman says, well, he deserves to be in prison for what he did to the Sandy Hook people. So here's the deal. No one even knows who killed the kids at Sandy Hook, Adam Lanza, most people. People literally think, because years ago when others questioned it, I questioned it, looked at some anomalies. Years later, said, no, I think it happened. But think about that. We have the Smollett case, which we first questioned. I said, it may have happened, but usually this stuff's fake. I mean, that's completely normal to do that. But these people now think we deserve to be in prison. And sure, I probably shook 100 hands. Both the women at the ticket counter when I flew out Saturday morning, you know, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., were listeners. You know, the captain came over when I got off the plane, wanted to shake my hand. All this stuff. So we 10 to 1, we get positive stuff. But when I walk around at the pool or anywhere, people point and they shake their head. And some of them will, like, say really rude things to my wife. Or they'll walk over and just shake their head at her and my youngest daughter. Older kids stayed home with my parents. And it's just a joke. I mean, these people, Roger and Owen, are on another planet. But I'm not complaining. I just don't think listeners get the level of brainwashing we're dealing with. Roger?
Well, Alex, I was going to say, not only that, they don't understand how we're winning right now in the revolution. That's part of their plan with the censorship, is so that we don't talk about how we're having this revolution. We don't talk about how we're coming back. We don't talk about how we're battling the deep state right now in a cold civil war. So that's like another level of this. It's like a fake victory for them to just erase you and say, see, we beat Alex Jones, even though you go out and you're one of the most popular guys. When you go out, people want to shake your hands. Same with you, Roger.
They literally think I've been defeated and I'm in prison. That's in their phony simulation. We're not the guys that got Trump elected and turned the country around. We're the guys that are supposed to go to prison. Sorry, go ahead.
You know, Alex, I've actually found that it's actually beginning to turn since the incredible raid at my home, in which 29 agents from the FBI stormed my home in the pre-dawn hours. I find now in public an even higher level of support, an even higher level of people offering money, offering prayers, offering support for my legal defense fund, and almost all of them say, hey, tell Alex Jones I love him. I love what you guys do at InfoWars. So I've actually found a surge in our support since this overreach by the government.
No, I have too, but still the brainwashed idiots are on board. They think we're supposed to be in prison, Roger.
Because they read the mainstream media, like when CNN says new evidence of Stone contacts with WikiLeaks. I mean, it's nonsensical. CNN has ceased to be a legitimate news organization years ago. It's a propaganda front. I think most Americans now realize it. CNN is fake news. I don't get my news from CNN for the same reason I don't eat out of the toilet. InfoWars is the only place where we give it to you straight from the toilet.
This bar, at its regular price, is a little over $3. When we have it discounted, it's about $2.50 a piece. Comparable bars are between $5 and $7 a piece at Whole Foods. This is high-end. When you get one box, you get them at basically $3. You get them for $2.50 or so when you get it at the current launch discount. This took over a year to get the top manufacturer developer in the country to get it all ready and to have the manufacturing line prepared and to make this. It's available exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. It's simple. You get the highest quality protein bars in two different flavors, and you fund the war against the globalists and the attempt that we're engaged in to take the country back. It's simple. Go shop with the good guys at InfoWarsStore.com and break the back of the globalist and get high quality super discounts. Or keep shopping with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and keep going to Whole Foods that are actually funding the Washington Post and the globalist attempt to destroy this country. It's that simple. InfoWarsLife.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. From deep in the heart of FEMA Region 6, Austin, Texas, transmitting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
First here, I think that the radicalized left, still to a certain level, will lick their finger and stick it in the air to see which way the wind blows. So they're constantly kind of morphing and moving and calling audibles as far as their next attack is concerned. For example, I think after what they did to Roger, their next plan was to do that same thing here to InfoWars and to you, Alex. And they saw the negative backlash. They saw how they got fully exposed on that deal. So they kind of walked back from that. And they decided, okay, we're going to go ahead and try to stage this big hate crime hoax, have the media go along with it, maybe start a race war, blame Trump, and then, oh, it'll finally be proven Trump supporters are racist. Oop, that blew up in their face. So I think they're going to step back from the hate crimes for a minute now, too. So my guess is their next wave of false flags, fake news, attempt to divide and conquer is going to be something against the president. Maybe they drum some new Russian collusion BS up. Maybe they drum some new narrative up about the president.
No. More women, they say, raped back up, Roger.
The president needs to immediately declassify all the information regarding the illicit use of FISA warrants to spy on his campaign, which is where this all began. The president needs to order his new attorney general to appoint a special counsel to examine not only the FISA warrants, but now to examine this illegal coup and to impanel a grand jury to grab those who are involved in it and bring them before that grand jury to begin the indictments for sedition. And lastly, the president needs to appoint a special counsel to examine the crimes of Uranium One. Those are the immediate steps I think the president needs to take to counter what is obviously an effort to topple his presidency.
And Roger, the good news is we've been harping on this 2 years, you, myself, and Owen. It looks like he is going in that direction. We've got to keep the heat on the president himself and keep this front and center. I mean, that's got to scare the hell out of the deep state, though, Roger.
I could not agree more. It's ironic that the president's approval rating is rising as he fights day and night to build a wall on our southern border. And then you read the New York Times saying that the president's emergency order, which we've been in favor of for months, is some kind of power grab. Yet when Bill Clinton initiated 17 individual emergency orders during his presidency, he wasn't criticized by anyone in the mainstream media.
Well, didn't he declare emergencies so he could, like, steal stuff from Haiti?
Yeah, I've never gone back and looked at the actual orders. I know that in terms of modern-day presidencies, all of our presidents have used their power. It's ironic that those who have vested all this power in the executive and never had a problem with it previously now say it's unconstitutional. It's not unconstitutional. Donald Trump is a leader. And when they say, oh, he's only pandering to his base, what they mean is, oh, no, he's only keeping faith with the very people that voted for him. Look, I am a victim of this, the same witch hunt, the same effort that is being put forward to take down the president in an illicit coup is the same witch hunt, which is indicted me, that is coming after Alex, that is running the campaign of censorship against InfoWars. It's all the same people. It's the same globalist cabal. It's the same wing of the Bush-Clinton crime families working together. And people need to understand that we're under siege. We're under attack like never before. We're being attacked because we support this president. We're being attacked because we question the two-party duopoly and where they're driving the country. We're being attacked because we keep pointing out that it was Hillary Clinton who was in bed with the Russians. It was Hillary Clinton who took 145 smackers from the Russian energy company. It was Hillary Clinton who used the assistance of Russian intelligence to formulate a phony dossier that was then used as the bogus legal rationale for spying by the deep state, an abuse of power in which the authority and capability of the state was used to spy on the Republican candidate for president. There are the crimes. There's the Russian collusion. And because we say that at InfoWars, and because we've been saying it with greater vehemence for the last 2 years, we are targeted for extinction. Owen?
Well, I think what has the deep state really scared is just today, President Trump has gone on Twitter and alluded to a treasonous coup against him. Just today, he's done that at least three times. So he's signaling, I gotcha. And he's letting the American people know that he's got him. Now, obviously, the impatience sets in, and we want to see some action here, Alex, but I think it's obvious now more than ever that the president is well aware that there's a coup against him, that it's illegal and treasonous in nature.
No, I agree, and I'm going to let you take over. turn into crap. We can't be too confident. We ought to thank God, though, and be saying some prayers. And again, InfoWarsStore.com, great products, a lot of big specials. We got the new protein bars that are the highest quality, high-end, in two different flavors at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got the vanilla coconut that's my favorite. We've got the great chocolate peanut butter. Those are down to $2.40 a bar in the 12 packs. Comparable bars are $5, $6, $7 at Whole Foods. They're very high-end. We still haven't got rid of the big special on Brain Force Plus, and of course, Turbo Force, that's still 50% off. That sale, is about to end. And without you supporting us, folks, we're screwed. You keep funding us, we will step up to the plate and fight, fight, fight. And I think we're a year or so away from really breaking the back of the deep state and then getting on the offense against them. But this is one hell of a time to be alive. So I want to thank you all for what the audience has done. I want to thank all the guests and everyone else to just remind people that history is happening right now. And I'm very proud of the whole crew. I'm proud of the team. I'm proud of everyone who has fought so hard and our listeners, because we truly are next year's news today. Not just next year's news. We wrote the blueprint of resistance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally at Heart and Body Extract. We've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Say, as Stuart Rhodes joins me back in studio from oathkeepers.org, you know, it is a life-changing journey to embark on a mission in which the goals are to change the world. And working here at InfoWars is not easy, folks. Most crew members here at InfoWars do about 3 to 4 times what the average crew member would do at any other media organization. Meeting people like Stuart Rhodes from Oath Keepers, it's just been such an incredible journey, not just when I started working at InfoWars, but even before that when I changed the politics. And it's just such an honor to be experiencing this with you, living this with you, and I can't thank the crew enough for putting up with everything they put up with here. I can't thank the audience for putting up with everything they put up with, and then supporting us at InfoWarsStore.com, because we simply wouldn't be here, folks. We wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. We really would not. And they thought that they had it all planned out, that they could destroy InfoWars. They really thought they had the numbers, and the audience trumped them again. And so you come through every time. So I can't thank you enough. I've met so many of you out there on the road. I know I'll meet so many more of you before it's all said and done. So I just salute you. I thank you for your support, and you just have our word. You have our pledge that we will remain steadfast in this battle for the future, in this battle for the Republic, in this battle for reality, in this battle for logic and reasoning, really, is what it comes down to at the end of the day. So I just want to thank the audience and just thank you for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. If you've never been to InfoWarsStore.com, go check it out, folks. You're going to find something there you like. You're going to find something there you need. Air filters, water filters, toothbrushes, toothpaste, shampoo, body wash, all kinds of supplements. It's all at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, Stuart Rhodes, we were just going over this case that everybody kind of seems to have forgotten, myself included, when it comes to the Jussie Smollett thing. So a quote-unquote racist letter was sent to the show, and Jussie Smollett tried to make a big deal out of it, saying, oh, look how racist America is. They sent this letter. And I guess the narrative that's developing now, if you will, is that did he make that up too? Did he fabricate that letter to draw up a bunch of attention? And then when it didn't get the attention that he wanted, he then fabricated this hoax, this hate crime hoax.
Yeah, it looks like he sent the letter himself. And it's kind of similar to a firefighter who wants to be the hero and, you know, commits arson. And this is turning out to be Jussie from the just from the beginning, driving the whole train. And like you said, when it didn't get enough response for him, as far as he wanted to see response, he had to go and concoct his own race crime.
Well, and I'm going to, you know, I think the interesting thing to watch now, as the two Nigerians that Smollett allegedly paid off, are, it looks like they pretty much threw him under the bus. They said, yeah, he paid us to do it. We rehearsed the whole thing. It was all his idea, because they aren't the ones that followed the police report. You know, they aren't the ones that are guilty of a potential massive crime here, because they were just, I mean, essentially, when it boils down to it, part of a street act. They were just part of some, you know, street act. They went out there with their hats with the rope, and then they engaged in a street act. It was Smollett that filed the police report. So to the Nigerians, my guess is the police are like, look, we could bring you in for this or that, but you could just walk right out of here. Well, if you just tell us what happened.
They could be accessories. But, yeah, obviously they just said, hey, we'll let you know all you want to know in exchange for you cutting us loose.
So now when I look at this, I go next level and I think, well, if Smollett, if this was part of a larger Democrat plan, a larger Democrat hoax, does he maybe start to sing? Now, it doesn't appear that way because his defense is going to be speaking to the police. He's not going to talk to the police anymore. So that to me means he maybe did perhaps do this all on his own because he's not trying to throw the Democrats under the bus that maybe told him to do it. But it's just unbelievable, Stuart, that they're able to pull off this hoax. And I'm telling you, you will be able to watch news probably in months, years from now, and they'll say, America's racist. Remember the Jesse Smollett attack? They will say that. It will happen.
Yeah, exactly. They'll ignore. It's just really bizarre how they'll ignore reality and continue on with the great lie, even after it's been exposed.
And they do it every day. I mean, it's unbelievable. So we're actually going to open up the phone lines in the last two segments. Stuart Rhodes, myself, we will take your questions or calls. 1-877-789-ALEX, 1-877-789-2539. And we'll just, you know, we've covered a lot of news today, Smollett stuff, obviously the coup against Trump, national emergency. So there's all kinds of stuff that you can call in about today. But, you know, Stuart, obviously you have been trying to put a lot of pressure on the president to act when it comes to the southern border, but also when it comes to this coup against him. Three times today, President Trump has made allusions, if you will, to the fact that there was a deep state coup against him with McCabe, with Rosenstein. What does that mean to you that the president is willing to signal that out kind of on Twitter that he knows? But as far as we can tell, there doesn't seem to be any hardcore action going on against it.
Well, we'll see what his new attorney general does. I don't give a whole lot of hope for Barr, frankly, for being any better than Sessions was. But I hope he does do what the president tells him to do and prosecutes these people. They need to be investigated and prosecuted. At the very least, for lying to Congress, I think McCabe lied to Congress directly. Exactly the same thing that they're accusing Roger Stone of. Actually worse. But I think but he should be also looking to prosecute them for criminal offenses, including sedition and conspiracy to commit sedition. He should.
And, I mean, I think that there's a certain level where you kind of sit back, if you're the president, and you say, I don't want there to be, you know, some national emergency, essentially, or should I say mass panic would be the better word, if these people get prosecuted. I mean, we're talking like Nuremberg Trial 2.0 for the most corrupt officials in the West. I mean, out of these bureaucracies. So, I mean, there's a certain level, I think, that the president realizes some of these people are so brainwashed and they're so, you know, they're so energized with hate that if the president moved against them, they would almost go into a hot civil war.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of the rank and file, like you should call them foot soldiers on the left, are openly still calling for the 25th Amendment to be used. Either they don't understand the Constitution or they just don't care. So I think you're right. I think they'll react as if the president was somehow doing something dictatorial or wrong by prosecuting people for committing pretty obvious offenses. So, yes, I think that's the risk. But if he doesn't do that, it'll also encourage him to keep going. There'll be more conspiracy, and the deep state will keep conspiring openly against him.
Well, and that's my biggest fear. My biggest fear is that if President Donald Trump doesn't do something about these people, no one will, right, and they're going to continue to operate in this country out of control, unelected, and totally illegal. And that's my biggest fear, and that's why I look at the president and I say, Mr. President, if you don't arrest all of these people that engaged in treason and sedition against your presidency, and well beyond, and he knows it, and well beyond, then your presidency will be a failure. And I know you've done so much for the economy. I know you've done so much to fight political correctness. I know you've done so much to fight the fake news. Your presidency has been incredible. But if you do not take down the deep state, if you do not drain that swamp, it will rise up again, and everything you did will be null and void. We have to drain the swamp of all of these corrupt officials that engaged in open sedition against the...
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits.
This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get Ultimate Bone Broth now at 50% off.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones. And now, your host, Owen Schroyer.
We are going to take your phone calls. Stuart Rhodes from oathkeepers.org is in studio with me, breaking it all down. Let's go right out to the phone lines to Matt calling in from New Hampshire. Wants to talk about the deep state. Go ahead, Matt.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. Stuart, it's Matt up here in New Hampshire. I met up with you or I saw you in November. I am a civilian member of Oath Keepers And also, I am a supporter of InfoWarsStore.com. I think that we can all agree that there is actually a nonviolent civil war in action right now. I think that we can agree that they are not going to stop. That being said, we keep on going after and exposing them, but I think that there's a point where exposing and action also needs to be taken non-violently. Hypothetically, if we took 0.0325% of the population and took the kingpins from the head of these agencies, these people that have infiltrated the media, that have infiltrated the government agencies, brought them together, had public grand juries, and try them either tribunally or under a civil fashion, I think that that would actually change our whole paradigm.
Well, that's literally what Stuart Rhodes was saying in the break, but I got to say what's on everyone's mind right now. Matt, if that is your natural voice, you are the closest thing to Alex Jones I've ever heard. And so, wow, that is like you sound like Alex on air right now. That's pretty funny. But getting back to your point, I mean, Stuart, it's just like you said. I mean, there has to be a grand jury. There has to be action. But here's an example, Matt, because a lot of people, when they think action, you know, everybody wants to have a big impact. Everybody wants to get seen in a million views. Everybody thinks that it's got to be a big impact. Even a small impact is big. I mean, even the smallest impact can be big. For example, when I get off air today, I'm going to put on my Trump hat and I'm going to go down to the state capitol here in Austin, Texas. And I'm going to, I used to be able to do a live video. Now I'm totally I'm banned off social media from, I can't go live on the War Room accounts on Facebook or Twitter or on YouTube. So I'm not allowed to go to a live stream now. So I'm going to have to Skype into the War Room later, but I'm going to go out. I'm going to put my Trump hat on. And I'm just going to be talking about all the great stuff President Trump has done. And maybe there's one person that walks by that's neutral that says, wow, I didn't realize that. I'm going to go look that up. And then all of a sudden, you just got another Trump supporter. Maybe you go out there and some deranged leftist comes and smacks your hat off. And then you got a viral video. One person sees that and says, boy, these people are really out of control. I don't want to vote for that to get in power. Maybe you just got one vote. So even a little thing to me, Stuart, can have a big impact. I mean, did you ever think Oath Keepers could be as big as and effective as it is today?
Well, yeah, you never know what your outcome is going to be. And so you just have to do what's right, what Spirit tells you to do is right. But I think President Trump does need to be prosecuting his people. We were talking on the break about a possibility of him finding a special prosecutor for this. I recommend Cindy Powell, the veteran federal prosecutor, who has a pretty good book out all about this situation. It's called License to Lie, all about the corruption inside the DOD. But he should appoint a special prosecutor on his side to go look into and investigate all of this conspiracy and collusion that's going on within the left, and then prosecute them. Yeah, they need a grand jury indictment against these people.
Yeah, and I mean, a lot of people think that maybe that is going on behind the scenes. Thank you so much for the call,
if
man.
Only it were true.
Yeah, well. Let's now go to Jim, calling in from Georgia. Go ahead, Jim.
Owen and Stuart, it's good to talk to you again. How are you guys?
Is this Justice Militia?
Yes, sir, it is.
Good to hear from you.
And thank you very much. I've been a member of Oath Keepers, and like the last caller, an associate member of Oath Keepers since about 2011, somewhere in there. I ran into you through InfoWars. That's where I heard you first.
Awesome.
And I fell in love with you ever since. We've talked a little bit back and forth on Twitter, but I'm sure, you know, thousands and thousands of people, no way to remember. But I really appreciate everything you do. And heck, I would say Stuart Rose for president.
No.
Absolutely. I would.
You don't want to run, huh?
Nah. No, thank you.
Yeah, that's what I think.
No. I got my role to play, and other guys have their role to play.
But so, you know, Jim, since you said that, though, I kind of want to just paint an analogy here, a picture that kind of comes to my mind when you talk about this. It's like, imagine It's like, just imagine a dark map of America, okay? And then imagine that there's going to be lights on the map that represent resistance movements just fighting tyranny, just fighting for freedom, fighting for independence, fighting for truth, fighting for the republic. And you got all of these different beacons of light sprouting up all over the United States. But there's one that's clearly the brightest, clearly the biggest, and is clearly attracting the most attention. That's right here at InfoWars. That's what this is. That's why we have Stuart Rhodes on, so that other people can find Stuart Rhodes and then move to his beacon of light and freedom. That's why we have all of these other leaders on, so that we can amplify their lights and attract more people to their freedom movement. So, but that's also why they attack InfoWars and want to shut down. Anything else, Jim?
You're absolutely right. And I just, I appreciate everything you do. We are a group of 10 patriots, the Justice Militia, M-U-L-I-S-H-A. We do all kinds of things from crazy, silly stuff on YouTube. But when we are a band of brothers that live close to one another, go camping, we make plans, you know, all that stuff.
Well, and that's part of it, too, is, you know, meet fellow patriots and create kinship with them and their families. Thanks for the call, Jim. Let's jump over to George in New Mexico, who wants to talk about the national emergency at the southern border. Go ahead, George.
Hey, Owen. Hey, Stuart. Thanks for taking my call. I had a question. I was watching the news the other night here locally, and our local representative of northern New Mexico, Ben Ray Lujan Jr., was making a claim that President Trump didn't have the authority to appropriate the funds through the national, deeming it unconstitutional because Congress had already voted for the fiscal year of where those funds were going to go to. And, I mean, obviously he's a, you know, he's a heavy liberal, you know, Democrat pushing the swamp agenda in Santa Fe up here.
Well, they might be able to twist and turn a couple things here and there and say, oh, that's not constitutional or some funding deal. But overall, I mean, Stuart, talk about this. I mean, overall, the Trump, it's not a constitutional, oh, is it constitutional, is it unconstitutional? No, the president has a duty, a sworn oath to protect the southern border.
Well, this is the problem with him putting it, this is the problem with him using the National Emergencies Act from 1976 as his basis and saying under that act I can move funding around. He should just make it, and this is the problem, is even Rand Paul is now saying, well, that what he's doing is unconstitutional, he's circumventing the legislative process, you know, Congress has the power of the purse, etc. And that's the problem with him putting it in that civilian context box of this is about funding. What he should say is just forget all about that. As Commander-in-Chief, I'm going to defend the country against an invasion, period. That's what he should do. He should still do that. He can still fix this. But he has put himself in that box because of the way he has done this declaration and confining it to that narrow sphere of I'm here to enforce, you know, laws and build the wall for law enforcement. He needs to make it all about the military.
All right. Thank you so much for the call, George. We've got one more segment of the Alex Jones Show on the other side with Stuart Rhodes and myself. We're going to take some of your calls. And then, of course, the War Room kicks off every day, every weekday, 3 p.m. to 6 p.m. Central. Harrison Smith will be guest hosting for me today. Roger Stone will be joining him. And I will also be joining the broadcast as well. One more segment, though, left of the Alex Jones Show. Don't go anywhere.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
An SOS to the Republic, seeing if anybody wants to try to save it from tyranny and socialism. That's what we're about here. And part of that battle is just telling the truth. Seems to be the way that tyrants always get in power, through lies and media propaganda. So that's what we're fighting here at InfoWars. All right, final segment of the Alex Jones Show. Stuart Rhodes from OathKeepers.org is in studio with me. We got callers lined up. Let's start with Tom in Texas. Go ahead, Tom.
Howdy, guys. Thanks for taking my call. You know, if the left thinks a MAGA hat is so offensive, I think there's four words that are even more powerful that we've kind of not forgotten about but moved away from, and that's come and take it. And that just doesn't mean a gun. That means any freedom they're trying to take from us. We as conservatives, Christians, whatever you want to may call it, as you said earlier in the show, Owen, take the high road a lot of times when they go low. How far are we willing to let them take and push us till we stand up for ourselves?
Well, that's a line in the sand and an answer to a question I hope I never have to find out, to be honest with you, Tom. But yeah. I don't know what the deal is here, Stu. Is every, like, we're getting Alex Jones like sounding callers every segment. I mean, this is unbelievable.
No, but he's definitely right, though. Hey, the Covington kids, they stood their ground. Just stand there. Don't let them rattle you, but also don't apologize for being what you are and who you are. And don't give ground. Stand your ground.
Anything else, Tom?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is I love the show. Proud InfoWars supporter. I call in regular. I buy regular. Support the General Jones, as I call him. I don't call him Alex because that's, to me, a little disrespectful. But I wish more people would turn on to what y'all are preaching. Just last night at my church, I had a friend of mine that I go up there with. I turned him on to you guys. He downloaded the app right there as I was standing and talking to him.
And that's total victory right there. That's
the
total
more we
victory.
Spread the word, the better off we'll be, is all I'm saying.
No, exactly. Exactly. And you know, the funny thing is, too, is, you know, look, I think even the audience, I mean, everyone would agree, Alex, the guy needs a vacation, okay? I mean, the guy desperately needs to be able to mentally check out and just get away from it. Just live life a human. Try to have a regular life for a day or two. He just can't do it. And that's why he calls in every day. I mean, that's just his level of dedication. And so the audience sees that. And, Tom, we thank you so much for your support at InfoWarsStore.com. Let's go to Extra, Extra, Extra in Washington. Go ahead, Extra.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, that's exactly what the name's for, is Extra Extra. Read all about it. You are exactly spot on. And I just wanted to call and warn everyone that Donald Trump is not who we think he is. He is not there as our beachhead or a part of the truth movement. He is merely another facet of the New World Order for us to be personified into his image, to be sacrificed as an effigy. Donald Trump is not on our side. If you want to know more, watch Trump Card, The Final Hand, documentary series I'm putting together. Donald Trump is not our man.
So look, I'm fine to hear your points out. We're not in a Trump cult here, but what do you make of the record economic growth? What do you make of him fighting the fake news media? What do you make of the entire power establishment being out against him? You think it's all one big act?
Listen, it is, and I'll explain why. Like I said, Donald Trump is the truth movement personified to be an effigy, to be sacrificed. So when we're purged, no one's going to care because everyone hates Donald Trump. And if we're throwing under his bus, no one's going to care when we
now, but here's where I disagree with you, Extra. The Trump movement, yes, is the Trump movement, but it's beyond Donald Trump. I mean, I, like I said, I'm in no Trump cult. I don't care that you come on the air and say that. And
I agree with you. I think
most people in Trump's base would probably, as soon as they see him go sideways, would abandon ship. Obviously, not all of them. I've weighed the options of what you're talking about. I just see that there's way too much evidence against it for me to feel that he's totally about to throw us under the bus. Stuart, what do you think?
You're falling for.
Well, I think Trump is riding a tidal wave tsunami that already existed. And that's exactly why he's in office. But like you said, if he goes sideways, for example, if he signs a national, red flag gun confiscation bill, his goose is cooked. So he's only being supported on that tidal wave so long as he's going the right direction. And if he doesn't, then we'll pull the plug on him ourselves. So I don't think we're going to, rise and fall only on Donald Trump. I think it's possibly true. Yeah, like I said earlier, he's like, it's like in 1984, Goldstein is the figure they're taught to hate. And the left is certainly being conditioned to hate Donald Trump. But the real targets are still always anybody who's as a constitutionalist, a civic nationalist, anybody who believes in the Constitution and believes in Western civilization is going to be hated. He's a focal point right now.
Well, thank you for the call, Esther. And again, I mean, I have no problem hearing people's points, anti-Trump or whatever. I'm not in a Trump cult. Honestly, though, for me, it's more than anything, Stuart. It's like just a gut instinct to go with Trump overall. That doesn't mean he's perfect. That doesn't mean he's going to deliver totally Americana. That means he's been so different than everything we've had before him that just that change of the guard, just that change of momentum, that change of mentality is a victory. So we'll see ultimately. I mean, I've always said this. We'll see ultimately what happens when Trump is out of office. We will see. And to me, that's when you can make your final decision on what Trump was or what he wasn't. Right now, he's done so much more good than bad, I don't even think that's a debate, even if you think he could do better. Thanks for the call, though. Let's now go to Gene in Colorado. Go ahead, Gene.
Am I on the air?
No, I just said go ahead, Gene, because I felt like it.
Oh, okay.
for starters, I just wanted to say thank you very much for everything, Owen. You got me started. I started watching back in 2016, back when, you know, the election was going on.
Was it the AIDS Skrillex video?
It was back when I was a junior, and it was on. You guys were still able to be on YouTube at the time, I believe. And I had watched a video of you going around telling different people about Trump and all those good things. And I remember going in my history class at the time and just completely destroying people with facts that you had given me and proving these facts to them. And I remember my history teacher didn't like me very much. But really, I wanted to ask you about the new Smollett, with the new Smollett person that just came on and is claiming that he got all these racial slurs thrown at him. What do you think that we as listeners could maybe do to help, prove that this guy's wrong and spread the word and maybe go? I know that you guys have said it.
Well, here's the thing. I don't even think that's the issue anymore, because he's already been proven totally wrong. I mean, when you have CNN trying to break the news that it was a whole hoax, then you know it's done. I mean, you know that the whole thing is falling apart. It's a dumpster fire. So that'll take care of itself. I think the real question that we have to ask ourselves, or the real issue, is how do we get through to the public that this was something that was orchestrated and masterminded by the left to destroy America, to attack Trump, to lie about Trump supporters, something that they've been doing for 2.5, 3, 4 years. So I think that's the real challenge, is to figure out how can we really permeate the American mindset to understand what the left is doing actively right now, staging hoax crimes, staging entire false narratives like Russian collusion. And so, like, for example, and I'm going to try to get this guest on the War Room, so they make a huge deal out of Jussie Smollett and this fake hate crime, totally made up. Why? Oh, because he's black and he's gay. So it's like, oh my gosh, let's virtue signal doubly as hard for this poor millionaire actress. Oh, it's so tough for him. He fakes the whole thing, and it's barely even a blip on the radar. There's an individual who runs MAGA One Radio. He's been on air with us before. He ran for Congress. His name is Peter Boykin. He's gay. He went out one night with his husband in his Trump hat and got assaulted. Now, we covered the story at InfoWars. I had him on as a guest. Was that a big news story, Stuart? Had you ever heard of Peter Boykin?
Nope, didn't know who he was.
So it just shows you how they selectively decide what story becomes big news and what story doesn't. There was another shooting in California last week. A black man is sitting in his car sleeping. 6 officers come up and shoot him dead. Did that make mainstream news? Did they cry racism over that story? Did you hear about that, Stuart? It just shows you the power of the mainstream media to control the narrative. So that's how we fight back against it, just exposing how the mainstream media controls the narrative and why they want to censor us at InfoWars, because we fight back against it. Thanks so much for the call, Gene. 30 seconds left. Stuart Rhodes, your final comments.
Well, yeah. I mean, anytime a conservative is attacked by the left, whether they're white or black, it's ignored, especially if they're a minority, or like you said, a gay Trump supporter. But yet on the other side, they'll make up fake attacks. This is the latest example of a long string of fake attacks.
And there's you showed me one of the lists that you found. I mean, there's dozens of times, folks. So it's the left is totally unhinged, out of control, but they're exposing themselves. And so that's the good news. The War Room starts at InfoWars.com/show. You stay classy.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes, for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.